SAFM Market Update with Moneyweb. Understanding the markets has never been easier.
It's 5 minutes past six. Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. My name is Sikin Gabateli. Today we ask the question, can South Africans afford their cars? We know that the cost of living has been rising steadily. Debt repayment has become harder as our rands don't stretch as far as they used to. So can you still afford the car that you're driving today? If you're in the market for a new car, are you thinking with your heart and possibly not your head in terms of deciding on what you can afford? You can give us a call today on 0891 104 207, and the SMS is to 40938. They charged at 1.50. Wayne Macari watching the markets for us today, but first your business news headlines with Dumisang.
Thanks, Siki. Good evening. Retail trade sales in South Africa increased by 1.5% year-on-year in April. Positive growth rates were recorded in food, beverages and tobacco, according to the latest data by Stats SA. Meanwhile, business confidence in South Africa has reached a level of despondency last seen during the 2009 recession, as it fell 29 points, according to the latest RMB-BR Business Confidence Index. The report states the sharp deterioration in sentiment reflects more than just the impact of increased political uncertainty. As data by the Reserve Bank dating chronology, the current business cycle downsizing is already 43 months in progress. This makes it the second longest one in South Africa's history, only surpassed by the 1989 to 1993 downturn. And finally, Moody's has now downgraded the credit ratings of Eskom, Sasol, MTN, AXA, and taken action on 8 other South African corporates. The latest developments follow their decision to downgrade the country's long-term foreign and local currency debt to just one notch above junk status. On Monday, Moody's downgraded the credit ratings of South Africa's top 5 banks, 3 development finance institutions, City Power, SANRAL, as well as 10 regional and local governments. More on these and other business news on moneyweb.co.za.
Join Anele Mdoda weekdays, where she unpacks relevant everyday topics in the warm and engaging style she's known for. Always witty and always fresh. Real Talk with Anele covers all the subjects women love. World news, entertainment, family, health, technology, finance and trends. Watch weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. and repeat show weekday mornings at 9 a.m. SABC3, the stage is yours.
Hi, I'm Jillian Pillay.
And I'm Thabo Madiluma.
We're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
The trek for Mandela.
For SABC News.
Please help us to raise funds for needy school girls to have sanitary towels.
SMS Jillian or Thabo M on 42513 to pledge 30 rand.
Just Jillian or Thabo M on 42513.
Thank you.
CKM Gabadelli on SAFM.
A look at the markets. The All Share Index up 0.5% at 53,597. The top 40 also up 0.5%. The rand at 13.03 against the dollar, 16.99 rand against the pound, 14.91 rand against the euro. The gold price, $1,227.78 an ounce. Platinum at $917.75. Brent crude at $48.69 a barrel. Wayne Macari, senior portfolio manager at Ashford Investments, joins us now. Hi, Wayne. So the inflation data from the US came in, and look at that rand.
Yes. And look, it's very interesting. 2 weeks, one was worried about United States interest rates going up very strongly. Now this week, not a person in the whole world is worried about it because US inflation is so low. And we discussed this a few weeks ago. The U.S. economic data was quite clear for a long time now that the economic growth rate is slowing down and that inflation is not a problem. So I didn't understand all this worry about U.S. interest rates going up sharply.
Yeah.
Because that uncertainty caused the rand to weaken to 1360. And the moment this week when it appeared as though inflation is very low and it's not a problem in the U.S. at all, the rand has strengthened all the way back to 13 now.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we needed to stay around these levels and possibly strengthen even further because we've got the NPC coming up as well.
I don't think our Reserve Bank is going to cut interest rates now, but the chances are very, very good that they will cut interest rates a bit later on in the year, and they might even cut interest rates twice by about 0.5% in total. Now, it doesn't make that much of a difference, but it does do two things.
Yeah.
Anyone with debt will feel some relief. It doesn't mean they'll spend more, but at least they will feel some relief.
Yeah.
But most importantly of all, it can aid sentiment. Because as you spoke about earlier, we are by and large in the last 6 months or so,
we're
in a sentiment recession.
Yeah.
It's a genuine recession, but it's caused by a lack of confidence.
Absolutely.
And we keep that confidence. Positive.
Your line, Wayne, is disappearing. I'm not sure what's happening. You need to sit still. I want to talk about volumes. In fact, David and I have been talking about volumes on our equity market over the past 2 weeks. I mean, I think what we've been averaging like 15 billion, 16 yesterday, and so on. Are volumes still pretty thin on average?
They are a little bit. And of course, a stronger rand doesn't help volumes because effectively 60-70% of our market is actually priced in dollars. So when the rand strengthens, the rand value of the trade goes down. But yeah, the volumes haven't been massive over the last while because there's nothing really to ignite interest all that much. You know, our economy is quite poor. Global share markets have already had a big run. But still, I mean, David will remember the same as what I do, when in the really old days, where 60 million rand turnover a day was a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's look at individual sectors. Retailers, oh my goodness. Yes. Look at Mr. Price, up 4%. Woolies up 1.5%. Lots of buying interest there.
Yes, that's helped by the stronger rand, but certainly in the case of Woolies and Mr. Price, they are turnaround situations, for want of a better word. So although they're all sitting in a fairly poor South African consumer environment, both companies specifically, the market is betting a little bit on them turning their ship around more so than the other retailers. So Woolworths came out with the trading update yesterday, and it wasn't fantastic, but it was very much as the market expected. So it looks as though they haven't hit any new snags and the shares up on that. And then Mr. Price has had a terrible year and a half, something like that. But they also seem to be getting a little bit better. And to be honest, it's about time we got some good news in South Africa. So hopefully over the next week or two, the rand will continue to strengthen and we'll continue to hear some good news. And maybe the banks and the retail shares can still run a little bit more.
Absolutely. How have our resources shares been faring?
They've actually done quite well. They were also very worried 2 weeks ago about United States interest rates going up quicker than expected. They've also rallied strongly. I mean, Anglo American has rallied from about 150 rand to 180 rand, but they've all rallied. And today, despite the strong rand, they've continued to rally. Certainly, we still think they look reasonably cheap, the resource shares.
All right. And next week, it's just MPC. What else are we looking at?
Well, we've got MPC, but there will start now to be a couple more company results, a couple more June year-end company trading updates coming through. But, of course, once again, we have to watch exactly what the U.S. dollar does. It's been weak for this week so far. We'll have to see whether that weakness continues. Because if the dollar continues to fall, the rand will strengthen.
All right, we'll leave it there. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at Ashburton Investments. We're asking you the question, can you afford your car? We're doing that in a moment.